NPR's Linda Wertheimer is in Arizona, where 55 delegates are at stake, and she reports that the polls there seem to be favoring Kerry, but a large number of Arizona voters have yet to make up their minds.
The Democrats campaigned in Arizona all summer and fall, but after Iowa 2 weeks ago, this desert state suddenly seemed way, way out west. After losing in Iowa and New Hampshire, former Governor Howard Dean almost disappeared from Arizona, but he did dash through the state this weekend, stopping long enough for a sizable rally in Tucson, where he attacked the frontrunner.
The Washington Post announced that John Kerry had taken more special interest lobbyist money than any other senator in the last 15 years. We are not going to beat George Bush by nominating somebody who is the handmaiden of special interests. We can do better than that in the Democratic Party, and we're going to do that today.
General Wesley Clark has been here more often, concentrating on a state with a large population of veterans. A few days ago in Phoenix, Clark also criticized Kerry.
I'm not a professional politician. And I haven't spent a majority of my life cutting backroom deals with special interests for the powerful in Washington.
Kerry sent Senator Edward Kennedy to Arizona, and Kennedy talked at every opportunity about John Kerry's qualifications to be Commander-in-Chief.
And the fact that John Kerry is a combat veteran, I personally believe, is advantageous. He knows what war is about from a personal point of view. And I think the American people are going to understand that as this campaign goes on.
The statewide newspaper, the Arizona Republic, has polls showing John Kerry with a solid lead, but undecideds are still very high. Something like 23% of Arizona's voters are like Lynn Kaur, who works for a landscape architecture firm. She came to a Clark event.
He's just so real. He's so basic and fundamentally right and a good person and real.
So did you come here already persuaded, or did you come here?
Oh, no, I'm going to see a few people in the next couple of days.
Another unknowable factor. Thousands of Arizonans have already voted by mail. The Dean campaign, which was flush with cash until recently, had a substantial vote-by-mail program, which might still produce a bounce for Dean. But mail-in voting began the day after the Iowa caucus, which might produce a bounce for Kerry. Joe Velasquez is 89. He came to Arizona from Mexico in 1946. He decided early, and he did vote for Kerry.
I go for Kerry. And everybody will go for Kerry because when he talks, when he says something, he's not lying like that Bush.
Democratic officials say they expect the turnout for Arizona's first early primary to be small. Democrats don't yet think of their state as influential in presidential primaries, but national candidates do. They are courting Latino voters. There are campaign ads in Spanish. Latino leaders are sought after for their endorsements. Arizona Democrats think that's a great start. Jim Peterson is the state chairman. He points out that Arizona went Democratic in 1996 and almost went for Gore in 2000. Arizona could be a swing state.
I mean, who would have thought several years ago that the mountain states, you know, would play in an election for the Democrats? We're on the political stage. We deserve to be there. It's about time, and we're enjoying every minute of it.
Arizona votes tomorrow. Then the campaign moves on to Michigan and Washington. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Phoenix.